14 from verse 24 to 35. Luke 14 from 24 to 35. كان حد يقبلها في الكمبيوتر؟ Luke 14 from 24 to 35. If you remember, like I computer, and we spoke in the morning about that God is calling everyone. God loves us in a way that He wants us to work with Him. Be co-workers with Him. He doesn't want to do the work alone. He made the salvation alone because no one could enter with Him. But in the work, in the building His kingdom, He wants us to be co-workers with Him. And we said, for this reason, He is calling us. And as I said to you in the morning, there are always three types of people. People are busy like Elisha. It's busy in work, but they love the Lord. But they don't know that they have the potential to be great servants. But God, who looks towards us, say, I need this person. I need this person. And God made Elisha a great servant. The second type of people are busy with some religious work, like St. Paul. And they think what they are doing is very great and doing for the Lord. The Lord wants to change the direction. Use them in another way. Not because you are serving in the church, or you are doing something that means this is your call. Because always God is calling for something wider and bigger. And the third type, which is very sad, in the people, they don't think that they have been called at all. Away from the Lord, like Levi now, Matthew, when he was called. And think, because I'm not religious, I'm not a deacon, I'm not like active, I don't know how to preach, I didn't get clericalia, all these things, I'm not fit. But remember God, when He's calling, always He gives the power for that. And we said after that, three other big points. First, if you want truly honest to be called by the Lord, first, you should be willing to obey Him. God never speaks to people who are unwilling to follow Him. Are you willing? If you are willing, He will call you. If, like the Lord said, I keep the law of the Lord, I keep the will of God in my heart, God will call you. Like St. Paul, when he said, Lord, what you want, whatsoever you want, I can do. So get that. And I was reading a beautiful article, how the Holy Spirit was leading the life of St. Paul. Great way, we'll see it today. Now, in this speech. Are you willing to obey Him 100%? He will show you that you have been called. God will never look to the qualifications, because He will give you the qualification at all. Second point, are you willing to offer yourself completely for Him? Your body, your mind, everything to be offered to Him. I know part of the hindrance of being called by the Lord that I say, if myself I'm weak. Saying, if myself I need like salvation, I can save others. But Joseph, you remember when the Lord had called Joseph from the prison to save His people, he himself needs salvation. Is that true? No. He was in the prison. He was a prisoner. How can he save others? But God, when He calls, He could take him out of the prison, make him on the throne of Egypt that he can save his people. Always the Lord does the same in our life. Don't worry. Take part of your body, your mind, your will, and give it to the Lord. And say, Lord, consecrate this one. Take this one. It's not mine. You give it to me, and in the baptism I promised to consecrate it to you, but now I took it back and I'm misusing it. Please consecrate it again, and the Lord will consecrate it. Thirdly, praise the Lord to give you a renewed mind. Mind is open to the gospel. Believe me, when I see how the secular bodies are successful, like big companies, very successful, very organized, then I pray a lot of how the world is successful and your kingdom is not successful. If you are the source of wisdom, if you could give these people to be like very wise and very successful in the secular things, shouldn't you do the same in your bodies at church? But I believe always the Lord is willing to do that. But are we willing to be open-minded, renewed-minded, minded in harmony, spiritual-minded, that He can use us or not? Sometimes we close our mind. We are so much... Believe me, I meet people, their focus is very narrow like that. Habibi, widen your mind. God wants to give you wider vision. And I was speaking with a group now about that. That if we wouldn't have the eyes of faith, we will never fail to work with the Lord. God wants people, visionary people, dreamers, good eyes of vision, see things which are unseen, like Moses. Who can believe that Moses can save 3 million people, take them out of slavery? Just one person. Against a great army of Pharaoh. I think Egypt can, like America now. What's one person? And he found himself in a moment like thrown outside Egypt. How could he save them? But yeah, the Bible says he could see the unseen. We need people to see the unseen. We need to say, yes Lord, I can do things. Can you remember when the Lord had called Gideon? And he said to him, Lord, if I'm helpless, and you are a man of valor, I'm a man of valor, I'm a man of weakness. I'm a coward man. I'm nothing. I'm helpless. I'm handicapped. I'm hiding even. If I wanted to make for myself some kind of flour to eat, I'm hiding them and using this swine press to do this. God said, no. Go with the power I give you. With your power. And I will use you. God wants people, they have the same vision of faith. Change your mind. Enough. We are very clever of the things of the world, but in the things of God, we are so much lazy. مينا افتح الشبابيك والبس بلوفر مش انت عشان انت بردان الناس تغطس خليه شويه مفتوح عشان اللي بيجي من بره يحس ان المكان very hot انتوا عايزين تقفلوا بس شويه كده to be refreshed not كده 20 minutes to be refreshed وبعدين close بس عشان انا worried انه مش عايزكم if it is overwhelmed at your sleep وانت already يعني beautiful sleepy Chinese faces the worst is the one to preach to people who aren't Chinese كده عين كده كله صحيح that's the worst يعني we should change our mind in Luke 14 بص كده Luke 14 from 24 till the end. First, Jesus was invited to go to the house of a man. From verse 15. And Jesus here said three parables. So one of them is the most famous, the third one. Love verse 15 and 16 and 17. Man made a great feast. Invite many people. Send his servants. Call them. The king. It is a great banquet. Everyone. And although I say, if I make meeting in the church, no one comes. But if I make banquet, find everyone is invited himself and coming to eat. Sayah. I remember last Ramadan, عملنا for the first time, قلنا خلينا كده يعني شوية beautiful. We made the banquet بتاعت رمضان في الانتركونتيننتال هوتيل. One of the biggest hotel في نيروبي. الجروب ال young workers عندنا في الهوستل from 2 o'clock were there waiting with suits كده و ties كده كلهم shining كده. وقول لهم ده أنا بعمل meeting I keep on like ringing the bell for 2 hours. None of you come. But you come 3 hours before to attend the banquet. يعني احنا دايما things of that we like it very much. How I sent a servant to bring them. But then what happened? What was the answer from verse 18? What's the answer? You find 3 answers here. Look at them. Are they logic or not, these answers? They start to excuse. Can you find these excuses are logic or not? Yes or no? What you find? Logic or not logic? هم اللوجيك ونوت لوجيك. لوجيك in a way اني he has an excuse not to come. But unlogic ان شاء الله واحد decided to get married to a wife now يعني. When he was passing by the street found a woman and say I want to get married to her now. It never works. No one will buy a field or buy a cow without long process to see and test them. But that show us how Jesus wants people to be in the great banquet of heaven, His kingdom. Easy way to say, I'm busy with that. طبعا, most of the 3 excuses are things secular. A cow or a wife or whatever. Sorry, يعني بس حموتوني. طبعا, the wife's not the best. مانيش دعوة الموضوع ده. I don't want to enter politics دلوقتي. واحد قال له I want to get married to a wife and a cow and a field like that. But then at the end they couldn't come. But a lot of people came. Jesus said be happy about that. It's a great feast. The kingdom is joyful. Believe me, يعني, I challenge anyone saying or claiming when he works with the Lord is not happy. The most happiest people in the world are people who are working in the kingdom of God. The most like joyful job you can do in your life to work with the King Jesus. It's beautiful. But Jesus, the reaction of Jesus was very much different. In verse 25, many people were following him. Did he encourage them to do that? What he did here? What he did here? What's the verse 26. One need for us. Verse 26. What it says? Verse 26.
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
It's very hard, Mishkira, to say to a person, hate your father, mother. It's very hard, Mishkira. And we're encouraging people to love, not to hate. To say, you should hate. Many people following Jesus, you should be happy. Many people won't say, want your disciple, Jesus. Please, make us disciples for you. What was his reaction? He said, you should hate your father and mother. But Marmora's Mary was looking at me, want to kill me now. Say, don't tell that in front of the daughters. You should hate. But it's hard. I mean, this is the same word said in Luke 16. When he said, no one can like or love two masters. What is the meaning here? Hate. What is the meaning of the word you should hate? Your father and mother, even yourself. I should hate myself. What's the meaning of that? Jesus, the same word he said. If you wouldn't love Jesus from all your heart, you'll never serve him. Yamaha, I tell you the truth. We have a big problem. And we like to serve Jesus, but we don't. The motivation inside is us. It's not correct. It's not is not what he wants. Should any problem happen, stop us. Okay, what Jesus said to St. Peter? Hello, you love me, Peter? Hello, yes, no. Lord, you know. Hello, if you love me, you show your love by feeding my sheep. Caring for my sheep. When Jesus says that, not that we hate, but rather, who is first in my life? The Lord knows that the family ties are one of the big hindrances in our life. It's a big problem. Which one is first in my life? Which one I love more? Which one I obey more? The natural ties, you will be always hindered. Can you remember when Jesus called the man, but Jesus, give me 2 days to bury my father. And it is okay. Stay with him. The same happened with Elisha when he said to Elijah, can I go and kiss my father and my mother? It's okay. But you never be disciple of the Lord. Sorry, haram no bardanim. If you feel cold, you can close the windows if you want. But haram ba'azirkum yani. Bas fa. Do you truly love Jesus? I ask you honestly. Did the love of Jesus touch your heart? You can't say no for him. You can't say no for him. I feel why we have excuses to say no for Jesus. And you don't love him from our house. It's not the first in our house. Believe me, I was reading about about a girl in Algeria. Actually, I met her, this girl. I was at conference. I met her. The time, not now, in long time, 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I met her. The time where all Algeria was like Muslim. And this girl, I can't remember how a Bible could reach her. And she started to reach the Bible. Start to read the Bible. And the Bible touched her heart. Can it? She started to love the Lord from all her heart. But then at the start, it was a problem. What can she do with her parents? I remember she was telling me that the father brought her and he said to her that I pay all this money to make you what you are now. I have sacrificed all my life for you. I could care for you all these things. And now you betrayed me. Even you betray your country. Go away. And he threw her away from the house. Not only that, and he could report her to the police station. And he told them that she is a Christian. The time when one knows that she's a Christian, she would lose her life. But then, and the police station said to her, and she entered, you know, when you enter these places, she suffered a lot. But she said to me, the most suffering I suffered when my mother, which loves me very much, I love her very much, came to me and kept on crying. And she was telling her, you know how I love you. How I was fighting with your father that you get the best teaching or the best education to be the best girl. And now you break my heart. You don't even want to weigh me. Why you want to do that? And you want to hurt me. And she said, I couldn't look towards her face when she was crying. And that time the soldiers start like to convince her, girl, she said, turn it back to yourself. You say, you have a chance. I can cut everything, I can cancel everything and you go back to your house and your father love you and you see your mother love you. Why should you do that? And she was in a very hard situation. What should be the reaction? And she said to me, I found light of Jesus in front of me. I see the same picture of Jesus in front of me and he was telling me, but also I love you. And I couldn't stop to cry and say, but I love Jesus and I can't betray Jesus. And the parents shouted at her and threw her in the prison and ran away and left her there. And she said, for the love of Jesus, I can carry any cross. Truly we love Jesus. If we love Jesus, we should follow Him in the way of work. I feel sad when people are busy with themselves. I feel sad that we have been grown in a culture where it teaches us to be selfish. When we were young, all my parents telling me that, all my parents telling me that, I want to be a doctor, I want to be famous, I want to be rich, I want to get married to a beautiful wife, I want. So we have been grown in this culture which teach us to be very much selfish, which is very bad. Shouldn't now we ask ourselves, do truly, honestly, I love the Lord? How I express my love? Jesus said here, if you love me, you should listen to my call. This is the first point. Second point, he said to them here, the verse after that, verse 27. What it says here? Verse 27. Who reads that for us? Verse 27. Had to read us loud, look at the verse 27.
Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Who is unwilling to carry the cross and to come behind me, he will never be my disciple. Carry the cross and follow Jesus. How many of us willing to carry the cross for Jesus? And always, believe me, and always when I'm traveling, people ask me, say that, why not God makes things easy? Why make things hard for us? If I'm serving Him, if I'm loving Him, if I deny my father, my mother, even myself to follow Jesus, why not to make things easy? Why not to make things easy? Why He doesn't make things easy? Why things are hard when I follow Jesus? I fight opposition from everywhere. Why? Who can answer me? Eric. Why things are hard? Not easy. Eric. David, Monkey taught you, David? Yes, sir. Yes, because devil hates us. Because we are building the kingdom of God, which is against the kingdom of devil. Because we want to shed the love of Jesus, want to carry the light of Jesus, and all the power of darkness hates that. I think that the true cross, I think the cross is two pieces of wood like crossing each other. The first one is my love with the Lord. The second one, when I move in the world and be a disciple, always opposition is waiting me. I like very much the word of St. Paul. St. Paul, when he was going to Jerusalem, and some of the prophets met him and said to him, don't go to Jerusalem. We love you. Please don't go. Why? Please, they will capture you there and you will suffer there and we love you, won't keep you. What he said to them? What he said? What was his answer? Alone, not only I want to be captured, sir, but I want to die in the name of the Christ. And in Acts 20, he said to them frankly, it's not shock for me. The Holy Spirit witnessed for me that suffering and affliction is waiting me everywhere. The Holy Spirit, not the devil. Not his enemies was like fearing him. The Holy Spirit said to him, Paul, you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. If you are loving me, you should carry the cross always. And he was telling the leaders of the church that time, among you wolves also will fight against me and against the church. Suffering is there. Yes. And if you go to 2 Timothy, you see how his son put suffering at the end of his life. You can't believe this saint can do that to him. Can happen that, yes. Say, I was saved from the mouth of the lion. And another one, another leader in the church, he did a lot of evils against me. And he was betrayed from one of his helpers, who betrayed him to Nero, that he can be put in prison and be killed or martyred after that. Do you want to disciple of Jesus? There's no shortcut. No easy way. And I don't like to hear that. But this is the truth. It's a big problem that we want to be disciples of Jesus, but we don't want to suffer for him. But find for me one of the disciples. True disciples, they could serve the Lord without suffering. Okay? The third point quickly. Verse after that. Verse 33.
So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
What's the meaning here? Who can tell me? What's the meaning to forsake everything for Jesus? What's the meaning of that? And I would say first, I should love him from my heart. I should make him first in my life. Second, I follow him whatsoever had happened. I found here in my papers, it is a beautiful word in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Can you read for us? Loud, anyone read for us? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life,
yes,
that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
He said, I beg you that you enter the hardship as a good soldier for Jesus Christ. You want to be a good soldier? St. Paul said that to his Timothy, who is like a young bishop, young leader, young disciple. Said to him, you want to be my disciple? You want to imitate me? You want to be like me? Yes. St. Paul, I like. I dream to be like you. You should carry the cross. You should accept suffering for Christ. Okay? So the third point is when he said that if you don't leave all your sins. What's the meaning of this word here? First, love him from your heart. Second, you should accept to carry the cross. No love without suffering. Always I say, you remember in the Old Testament, Jacob to get married to Rachel, how many years he could work? 14 years for a woman. But for Jesus, how many years you want to serve? Suffer 14 years. And if you look here, what he was saying about these 14 years, you feel it's funny. He said, no sleep by night. And all the night I'm hunted by thieves, by wolves. And in the morning the sun, like hit me. I was like miserable day and night for a woman, 14 years. What about for the Lord?
It's not only
14
years.
وطبعا عشان تصني هبة مش هنا انا عارف باخد راحة هبة هنا انا قلت روح معايا افريكا النهارده يا ابونا احمد. So he went with hard 14 years for a woman. But what about us? Honestly, we love the Lord. How much we want to suffer? Third point, Ba'ana'i. What's verse 33 says? What the teaching is in verse 33 here? Don't let anything to hinder you. I discover when we get possessions, these possessions hold us. Believe me, I remember one of Our best people came to serve with me in Africa for some times. But then, he had some commitment in America for a short time. And his father convinced him to buy a house. He called me and said, I'm busy, I'm buying a house. Why are you buying a house? She wants to come back to Africa. He said, I promise, I'm coming. And after he could buy the house, it was a problem now. How to sell the house to come to Africa? And they couldn't make it. And they couldn't come to Africa. And every time he calls me to cry, well, Sayyidina, pray for me that I can sell the house. Well, I said you don't buy the house. And now the house is in America. How prices now after the crisis happened in America? When yani said that we hold the things of the world, thinking that will make us more secure, and the things of the world hold us in a way that they made us a slave for them. Hashakid the sample said, sell everything. Be free. Be free. So the only I remember in my life, I can't forget that. When I was very young, we had one of the best servants conserving us in the youth meeting when I was young in the Church of St. George in New York, Master Gedida. And that servant, that time, he was a pharmacist. A few pharmacists, that may be some year 68 or 69. Pharmacists in Egypt are very few. And no one pharmacist doesn't have a pharmacy. But one day we were with him, kiddo, asking him, yani, what are you doing? I'm a pharmacist. Do you have a pharmacy? He said, I don't have. We're laughing. No one, that time was very rare. Why? I don't want to get a pharmacy. To buy and to be free to serve the Lord. And he kept his life, all his life, many offers, many people was begging. He was like a holy man. Everyone begging him, saying, I can buy it for you and share the money. But put your name there, saying, no, I won't work as like a worker in a pharmacy. That I'm free that any time God calls me, I can obey Him. And that happened one day. He was serving very hard, holy man, and we find him disappearing. Where? He went to the monastery. He's free. We like to hold things from the wallet. We like to take everything from the wallet to be secure. And we find at the end we are slaves for things. And they are not free. Because Jesus said, you want to be my disciple? You should sell everything. Be free. Anytime. We said in the morning today, how Philip was free in the hand of the Lord. Go this way, yes Lord. Go this way, like St. Paul. St. Paul was free. Everywhere the Lord said, yes Lord, I go. The last point here, I want to stop here, is verse 28. Hadith al-Anakid, verse 24. Read verse 24, and we're turning back to Luke 14. 24. Sorry. 28, sorry. Hadirana Keda, 28, verse 28. Read for us, verse 28, loudly.
For which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?
And verse 31.
For what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him and comes against him with 20,000.
What's the kingdom of God here? Two things. To be a disciple of Jesus, you need to do two things. What is two things? To build and to fight. You want to be a disciple? You should do those two things all your life. You are building a tower. Arfin taban. I was searching. What's the meaning of to build a tower here? The original word here, Arfin el Watch Tower, اللي هو زي برج المراقبة كده. In the cities that time, every city has a wall. And always in the four corners of the wall, there are towers and some people watching for what happened. Maybe enemy can come to invade to attack the city, so they should be ready. Jesus say, if you want to be my disciple, you should build this tower. Even this tower is three floors. The normal building always one floor. So this tower is very costly. But this tower is very important because this is the only way to protect the city. To defend the city, you should have this tower. We are called to defend the kingdom of God, the presence of the Lord. But it is very costly. You should go up. The second point, you want to be a disciple of Jesus. Are you called to be a servant? You should know that you should fight devil. You should fight devil. Once I was studying the book of Jeremiah, and then when the Lord was sending Jeremiah, he said to him, I will send you to do six things. Can you remember? What's that? Chapter 1, Jeremiah 1, kida. Yes, Jeremiah kida 1. بص كده 1:10 حد يرن 1:10 كده جرمية 1:10 six words here six job description For Jeremiah, six things. Look at that. How can you divide them? How many division? How many categories there are? Look at that. There are six. How many category? There are two categories. Four of them something and two of them are something else. Four of them is?
Destruction.
Four of them to destroy something. Two of them only to build. Shkira, can you notice that? To destroy something is hard. When we are building the kingdom of God, we are called to go and fight against darkness, against bad sins, against like bad behavior of people, against things of devil. So it is a war against devil. After we finish destroying, we will build. But building is 2 years. But 4 of the work is destroying, which is very hard. It is a war. To be a disciple, you need to enter the war. But what is beautiful about it? The last thing I finish. Still very beautiful encouragement for us. Matthew 16, 18. The Gospel of St. Matthew. Chapter 16, verse 18. Which is so beautiful. 16:18. احنا قلنا God is calling us to build and to enter war. What's about verse 18, what it says in Matthew 16, verse 18? I need for us loud. The air can read for us loud.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
So who will build the church? Who will build the church? To name to خلاص. You are beautiful, طبعا. I like that very much. But I silence كده. But it's not humility. Sure, it is not humility. But it's not spirituality. I can show it is asleep, coma. It's beautiful, Mishka. Can you stand up and stretch yourself, please? Can you stand up and stretch yourself? I should end here. عارف حرام from morning وانا actually from yesterday I'm asleep. Stretch yourself كده please. صح كده. طب sit down, sit down. Thank you. What it says here, who will build the church? طب how he asked us if I want to be a disciple to build. Who will build? Us or him? Who will build? Soft kida. So most beautiful says, he said to me, you go and build my kingdom. You should build the tower. But I discovered that I'm not building. Actually, he is collecting living stones like you, kida, to build his kingdom. The time I want to put like one brick, always he put more. And he stretched my arm and my hands. And they send me the resources. And you find building is not like something hard. And some of you are afraid to say that you are calling us to serve the Lord, and in the meantime you make everything hard. Actually, Jesus who is building. Go kida, when I go everywhere kida, and I see how the Coptic church is built, how the Lord is building his kingdom everywhere, I discover how God is working. Yani, I tell you a beautiful story. I was telling them about it yesterday. Sah, right? I was invited last week to go to Tanzania. And there are a big project in it. You will say to come, I shall never purchasing for things of the project. And to come and serve in the church. We should go to a big city to buy the things and to travel. Carry things or yani make order, they go to us to the small town where our church is there. So I went there and stayed all the day buying things, and after whatever thing almost can 7 o'clock in the evening. Very tired because we've done still 300 kilometers to drive in a road, and this road especially is very dangerous road, yeah. It's not a good road. Can calling us to كنت مفروض نحن نسافر بعد كده. فأبونا all the time said to me, سيدنا, you should come and visit the new church here. قال أبونا, what's new church? عارف, this area doesn't have a church. Because I know أبونا is serving in the small city. 300 kilometers. بعدين, I was confused. What is new church here? أبونا, they are away 300 kilometers. كل شيء يقول سيدنا, and after we finish processing, let us go to see the new church. I say, Abuna Hadr, let's go to Al Al, okay, till we finish. After we finish at 7 o'clock, very tired, Ali, Khras Sayyidina, let us go, till Abuna go here. Abuna, 7 o'clock, it is darkness. And we should drive, Ma'an Arabiya, old, very old, Zaman Wahda, Atana Hadaya, Kida. To drive 300 kilometers, وما فيش وايد برضو كت مطر وبتاع الدنيا كت ملخبطة كلها. فقلنا أبونا, it's dangerous. قال أنا مش أرجوك سيدنا, please come. قال أبونا, it's dark, can't go now. قال لا, please. بعدين أنا قلت خلاص معلش, قلت له بس بص, one condition. قال whatever you say. قلت له we'll go 5 minutes or I go to pray, bless them, we'll go. قال okay سيدنا, بس come. بعدين I went there. دخلنا في ماركت كده وشيت كده. We enter, I found about 80 people. 80 people. Sinking and fire كده. I couldn't believe. كنت كده, كنت طبعا half asleep or full asleep. صحيت كده. كنت out from coma. قعدت أقول إيه ده؟ مين جاب دول 80 people? 80 people singing, the dance in front of us. بعدين take us to a place. لقيت طبعا هما they made like a church of grass الكلام ده وفيها icons of saints. هتقول who made all these saints؟ بعدين قعدت افكر, بعدين السبيريت بتاع people fire كده, fire in the people. I couldn't stop myself after I prayed with them. قلت لهم preaching, I was so happy, I didn't want to leave. I'm really يلا سيدنا الدرايفر بقى, يلا سيدنا it's late, let's go. بعدين I went back, وصلنا طبعا midnight. بعدين in the morning, I was also like asking, who established the church? And in the morning, I was asking, we have a beautiful boy consecrated in Akbulu. حبيبي هو سبب جس الشرش. قال لي أصل أبونا. فبقى تنسى أفضل من كده بقول له أبونا هو سبب جس الشرش. قال لي أتيلي وزي ستوري. وزي ستوري. قال ماي وايف وان يير أجو كان في الماركت. بعدين وان شي وزي الماركت أمان كيف تير قال لها can't I find that place to stay? I said okay come. And he was carrying big bag with him. She took him to the church. That time Abuna can preach, he was making like a Bible study. He attended the Bible study, went them home, sleep with them. Next day Abuna can pray a liturgy. He attended the liturgy with them. And then next day Alul Yani, what do you want? Alul Yani, I want a place to stay and start the business. Abuna Alul, I'll get a search, but I'm today busy in some visitation. Monk to see me today and tomorrow we'll go and search for you for a place. And okay. He attended the evening body meeting with Abuna. Next day, a liturgy. But then, Abuna, hello, do you want a place to do what? Hello, I have business. Hello, what business? Hello, I have business. Hello, what business? Hello, I'm a magician. Hello, what? Hello, I'm a magician. تعرفين الأرية بتاعت ليك فيكتوريا دي كلها full of witchcraft. The worst magic in the world in this area, black magic. كان حتى دي very, very, very bad in magic. قال أنا magician والباب دي full of things for magic. قال له what? بعدين أبونا قال له طب good, but are you convinced in what you are doing? قال له I get money from it. People like this thing. I think for Africa people like magic very much. فقال له طيب بس but your conscience not troubling you? قال what do you mean? قال when you deceive people, when you deceive God, or even when you deceive yourself, these funny things, your conscience not troubling you? I don't have a problem. Okay, Abuna. قال okay. Attend with him. Abuna كده about 2-3 days. After 2-3 days, قال له Father, I want to be baptized. قال what? قال I want to be baptized. قال never طبعا أنا magician. How can I baptize a magician قال اشتغل في الويتش كرافت I baptize you. قال له no I promise no not like that but I found the few days I stayed with you a new life come to me please. And he was Abuna was telling me he was crying to Abuna please baptize me. Abuna قال I couldn't resist to baptize him. And طبعاً, before baptism, he confessed everything, all the evils he did. He said like a baby confessing every single thing. But then, was baptized next day, he received Holy Communion. After liturgy, he said to Abuna, Father, what can I do with the bag I'm carrying? Abuna, look, take this bag away from me. Abuna was feeling the bag full of حاجات magic كده. They took the bag. To the garden kiddo at the Knesset, parking there, and they burned the bag. I didn't Abuna asked him, how you survive? Allah Abuna, God will care for me. You taught me that. Allah, where you go now? Allah, I'm not staying here. And I don't want to go back to the village because you know that I'm a magician. Allah, where you go? Allah, there is a city here, name one that big city. I have a relative, I'll go there. And he went to the city. فأبونا قال له طب بص he gave him money for transportation and some little money and gave him a Bible. قال له خلاص. He prayed with أبونا and went to that city to one of his relatives. But this relative knew that he was a magician. So he was telling all the people around that I have one of the relatives is very famous magician. So everyone come, everyone has a problem, want to make magic, came to him, to the magician, to make for them a magic. When they came, Alulu, is it a magician? Alulu, I'm no more witchcraft. What? What are you doing? Alulu, I met Jesus and he gave light to my heart. I never work in witchcraft again. You want to tell you about Jesus? And people got curious. Alulu, okay. And he read them in the Bible. Oh, he knows nothing. Read them one of the stories of the Bible. And he prayed with them. The people were touched. Because he was honest. Not like us professional preachers. No. The man was speaking from our heart. His heart. Next day, they came to visit him again. Alum, you want to hear more about Jesus? Alulu, yes, why not? And they said, he kept like that. Every day they come to him, read the Bible, in the evening after work, and they pray. And after 2 months, he went back to Abuna. And Abuna, this is the money you gave me. But come to visit me in that big city. Abuna, I'm busy. Please, Abuna, please come, come. But Abuna, okay, I go to visit him. And he went to find this man who was a magician, start a new church there. And Abuna kept on visiting them once every month. But every week, this man was making meetings. And we have in the past, a deacon there was like getting his education, master in education. He was active deacon in the church in the past. He was helping him. And both of them started to make the new church. Then the church is now grown about 80 people. Without any leader from our side. It is God who is building this church. And we promise that in this coming 4th of December, I think, or 5th, we'll go to baptize them and buy land there, to found a land that we can build them at the church. But I tell you this story to see who is building the church is God Himself, not us. I can claim this is the Coptic church and the bishop of the church, and everyone say, Sayyidina built it. But who built this church is God Himself, who's working His heart. So when God is calling us to build, not we build, but we see Him building. We see Him building and rejoicing. Believe me, this church is the most lively church I met in Africa. But this church was built by the Lord Himself. The second point Jesus said here, like, I build my church, and what is the second part?
The gates of hate shall not prevail against it.
Why? The gates of hate will never prevail against it. Jesus is promising that. Why is the gates of his cannot prevail against it? Why? Because Jesus is defending. Because Jesus is there. He said, I am the good shepherd who will stay at the gate. I am the door of the flock. No one can enter without me. So Jesus is protecting the church. We claim that we are fighting for the Lord. But actually, who is fighting is the Lord. Who is defending is the Lord. We see His miracles only. And without the fight, the power of the Lord, will the church, our Coptic church, survive these 20 centuries like that? As you went to Hina, the land of immigration, far away from Egypt, no monasteries here, and you come from all the way, and everyone say, we'll go to England there, and we'll be lost there, and no monasteries, no. But you find the Lord is waiting to defend you here, to protect you here, and you find, look, very strong. Believers. So, what is beautiful, the last point, if Jesus is asking me to build a tower and enter a war, He is the builder and He is the commander of the army. What it needs me? To look at Him, to trust Him. What needs me is 4 points only. First, to love Him from His heart, to love Him from all my heart and say, Jesus, I love You. Whatsoever you ask me, I serve you. Whatsoever the price. Second, I'm willing to suffer for you. Not loving with emotion, no. Loving, practical love. Because I love you, I want to suffer for you. Thirdly, I don't want anything to stop me from serving you, Lord. Actually, and fourthly, I see Him building and giving me victory. I share in His building. He is collecting me and all of us as a living, like bricks together. And when He is building, I'm building with Him. When He is fighting, I'm following Him. But at the end, we find a beautiful church is built. And Jesus is the foundation and the cornerstone. Okay, Gama? So, how many of you want to work with Jesus? How many want, one of you want to sleep? Look, I'm asleep. How many want to be disciples of Jesus? How many say, I want to pay the price? How many want to say, whatever the price, because I love Him, I want to follow Him, I want to carry the cross for Him, I want Him to be building and I build with Him. How many want to say that? No one, you're okay. Very few? Of course, I should give you a big hand. God bless you. Any question before we pray? Yes, yes, Abuna Hana.
For me, the 20,000 is 10,000.
One of the best reading I read is that God cares for the quality, not the quantity. With you remember Gideon was 300 and could defeat the enemy which has an unlimited number. He said like the sand of the sea, the number of the enemy. But he had only 300 in his hand, and he could defeat them. God cares for the quality. God cares. The first point: how much we love Him, how much we are committed to Him, how much are willing to die for Him also. If you are willing, whatsoever the enemy, the power of the enemy. Why the church could prevail like that below all this history and could be victorious and be built with all these enemies, with all war from outside and the weakness from inside, and we betray the church, we ourselves. But how the church was built all this time? Because God is using few people to build His kingdom. Okay, Gama?
The difference be the faith?
Yeah, Habibi.
Would the difference be the faith?
The faith, yes. That's true. The power of faith. And I'm gonna speaking before this meeting about it. By faith you could do that and that. Come on, the key of victory is faith always. Yes. Any other question? Can we stand كده واحد يقول لنا النور كده ممكن كده بص يا جماعه. My fear. I will speak about that later on. The call is not Africa. The call even not to be a monk or a priest. The call, I put myself on the altar and say, Lord, use me in my local church. Yani, God wants people not to be observers, not to come and look and judge things, criticize things, but people say, this is my church. Jesus was saying, I build my church. Can we feel this is our church also? I want to build it with Jesus. It is not the church of Jesus. But this is my church. Because I am the living like brick in the church. Or living stone in the church. So, let's say, Lord, I know that I am not gifted. I am not a priest. I am not a theologian or get a clerical. But I am willing to build your church. Can you use me to build your church, Lord? Let us pray for that. I pray that some of us could be to have a heart of Jesus. When He says, harvest is plenty. I want workers. Let us, the church needs a lot of people like you to build the kingdom. Let us say, Lord, I want to be part of this kingdom. I want to build and fight with you.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for calling us, no matter what we are, no matter how our lives were, but you are calling everyone of us. Accept us, Lord. Guide us. And remove our lives as you have designed it for us from the beginning. We know, Lord, that you have a message for every one of us, but we are far away from knowing always your will. Now, Lord, we are in between your hands to reveal your will for every one of us, to give every one of us a real message. Us not following you, don't leave us, but go behind us, bring us to you back, even if we don't want it, but you, under your love, don't leave us to carry our ways. With real stupidness, but bring us back even more against our will. We submit our will to you. We submit ourselves to you, Lord. We submit everything we have to you, so that you will shape us, mold us, transform us, O Lord, so that we will be new in you, a new creation, new hearts, new minds, new persons to carry your name, and to glorify your name among your people in your church. Dear Lord, make that time a time to identify our aims, our goals, our meanings in this life. Make us, O Lord, to know that we are yours and we are not for this world but only for you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for guiding all of us. Thank you, Lord, for having our beloved and the goods and our believers and all the fathers. We thank you, Lord, for you yourself being among us, touching the hearts of everyone and leading us into
Mark all the saints here, as thank you, our Father, God.